Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Badminton players may have an increased risk for serious eye injuries. I didn't know this.
Well, professional ones, because those things fly. Those shuttlecocks can fly right at your face. How about it, puss?
Right.
No, we play badminton, Puss and I do. So we know that.
The birdie around. If you're just, next thing you know, there's a shuttlecock in your eye.
But those guys, the pros can. How fast does a shuttlecock go at full speed for
18
a pro?
18 miles an hour. I have no idea.
For a pro, it's pretty. It's a lot.
Well, they think that the doubles partners may be to blame in the badminton injury.
Oh, you're hitting the guy behind you.
No, because you're getting in the, the line of sight.
Yeah, but your back's to the guy.
Well. This is catching on in China. So a new study out of China looked at badminton players who'd been admitted to the hospital for eye injuries. In most cases, the patient was injured by their doubles partner. They might have been hit by the shuttlecock.
Best name ever.
Other times, they were just hit by the racket.
Oh, the racket. Okay. Yeah, because they're pretty small courts. You can put two guys on there.
The maximum velocity
of a shuttlecock?
Of a shuttlecock. Is over 300 miles an hour.
Holy crap.
As opposed to a golf ball, which goes a little over 200 miles an hour when you hit the hell out of it.
That's amazing.
Isn't it?
I have a nephew that had an eye injury from a badminton shuttlecock, and I was the one that hit it. So,
Was he like a four-year-old? You jacked it at him?
He may have been eight, but that eye still is not the best. No, he really has eye. He has eye issues now.
You still feel bad about that?
Every time they bring it up, yeah.
Man, Easter dinner is going to be a little awkward.
Easter dinner, that's funny. A shuttlecock.
Yeah, I pegged him.
He's still kind of a lazy eye because
don't
of
say
it?
That.
No,
don't
say that. Don't say that.
What, lazy eye?
Oh, yeah. No. I pegged him.
Right. Fastest moving object in sports.
Is a shuttlecock.
It's a shuttlecock. Badminton shuttlocock.
Yeah, ask Glenn Dog's nephew.
You mean the pros, because they could really
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I wonder how quick we could jack a shuttlecock.
We're talking about.
We need a radar gun out so we could get a shuttlecock going.
The best
in here.
Of the best.
Actually, you're right. The pros they whip that ball.
Right. Followed by
ball. That shuttlecock.
High lie. Have you ever seen high lie? I've never
not
seen
in
it in person.
I've seen it on TV.
I just saw it on Miami Vice, the intro.
That's
right. The only place I ever saw it.
That's it. Well, it's still big. They still have it in Florida. They still have high lie in Florida.
I'm unfamiliar.
That's that. Well,
I mean,
you can bet, but those players, it's the ball goes through that big curly thing. I don't know the rules.
I'm curious.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's a betting thing. That's why people go.
They wear a basket on their hand.
Right.
I forget what they call it. Yeah. It has a name.
Oh, high lie.
No, we know that. We were just talking about that.
No, we're talking
You said you wanted the name.
No, we were talking. We said the name.
Oh, the actual.
You're on the phone.
The actual basket thing?
Yeah, basket thing is called a cesta or something like that. The game, yes.
You'd pick your phone for a second.
Sorry.
Yeah, that's okay.
We mentioned that.
That's okay. Yeah, I just thought you just went, I lied. Yeah, I know. I saw you on the
phone. The only reason I remember that is because there's a beer named it.
Yeah. Well, like you said, he's right about the beginning of Miami Vice, they show High Lie. But there's still buildings that say High Lie in Florida. I've seen them.
Yeah, it's a gambling thing. Yeah,
it's a gambling thing.
That's
right?
The reason it exists. Because of.
So shuttlecock's still the fastest?
Yep.
That's a fast shuttlecock.
Sad news for...
And don't play it with your older, drunken uncle, either. He might just jack you in the face with it.
Yeah, he doesn't care. He don't know.
He's still got eye problems.
You don't want a face full of shuttlecock from your drunken uncle.
Do they bring it up often?
Oh, yes.
Oh, good.
Unfortunately,
every time we're drinking.
How old is he now?
36.
Oh! Yeah. Oh, so you were like a teenager.
I thought he was like 13
He's had a life of eye problems.
Life of eye problems.
Yeah.
That's not funny.
That's not funny. Well,
I know a dude that lost his eye.
I had nothing to do with
playing in the yard with a bunch of other guys. I knew all these guys. They weren't in my part of the town, but as I got older, I knew them better. Guy was just swinging a little, you know, like a little BB gun thing, just whipping it around, and the kid came around the corner, and just the end of the barrel hit this kid right in the eye, and he blinded that eye since. Yeah.
Oh,
just a neighborhood kid.
They did not shoot his eye.
No, didn't shoot his eye out.
With the BB gun?
Yeah.
Well, they're doing great things with eye patches these days.
36. So you're probably in your, he was 8, you're like 18 or something like that, right?
Yeah.
Still, so you're out the win.
Screw this.
Yeah, okay.
I spiked it.
Right. Hey, thanks for sharing, though. Thanks for sharing. That's a good story.
You jerk.
Yeah.
Sad news for Joe America and those of his ilk.
Well, a cigar smoker.
Drummers.
Sausage lover.
Statue maker.
Oh, sausage lover.
He's a sausage lover from way back.
Yes, he is.
Eating even a moderate amount of red or processed meat, some people call that sausage.
Mm-hmm. It's delicious.
It's quite delicious.
Yeah, oh, yeah, it's very good.
It's linked with an increased risk of colorectal or bowel cancer.
Oh, man.
According to a new study.
Your rectum.
People who had...
How much?
Well, about a quarter pounder.
A week?
If you have a quarter pounder per day, and approximately... A
quarter pound of red meat.
Yeah.
I don't.
You've got a 20% higher chance of developing the bowel cancer compared to others.
That's a lot, 20%.
Yeah, we're talking to a lot of people who eat at least a quarter pound of red meat.
I know we are.
Land dog?
Per day.
Do you eat red meat every day?
Last night I didn't. Okay. So.
Chicken tacos?
No, last night I had boneless chicken wings.
All right.
Oh, that's
okay.
Right. Chicken strips.
Chicken strips.
There you go. That's good for you.
That's right.
No, because they're fried.
Exactly. Fried foods are great.
Fried foods are great.
Processed meat like sausages or bacon pose a bigger risk than red meat.
So natural casing is bad for you, basically.
Well, it's kind of the stuff inside as well.
Yeah, it's not the casing so much.
I know.
It's what's inside the casing.
Why is red meat worse than white meat?
Because...
No, I mean,
why steak worse than chicken? You mean?
Yeah, well, yeah.
Or
fattier?
Poultry?
Is it
fattier?
It must be. Always been that way. I know that Oprah got sued years ago, so nobody gets mad at us because none of us avoid. I don't eat red meat as much as a lot of people, but I don't say no if it's around. You know, I'll eat a good brat somewhere, especially this time of year.
At a ball game.
Ball game,
always
right?
Good,
right?
So colorectal cancer risk rises about 20%.
Your rectum.
With every slice of bacon you have per day.
I don't eat bacon. I like it, but I don't eat it.
You're missing out.
I'm not on early
death.
Yeah. No, believe me, I got other issues that are going to get me there. I'm just choosing a different path. I'm not sitting over here. I am not going to be one of those guys that brags about how healthy I am. All right? Because I'm not. I got issues that just not the red meat issues.
A small amount of processed meat seems to have the same effect as a larger amount of red meat.
Now, what's processed meat?
Bacon, sausage.
Okay.
Yeah, if it's
that sort of thing.
Stuff that really doesn't have to be refrigerated that you can just leave out.
Oh, okay, got it.
Yeah, so the processed meat.
Your sandwich meats like, you know, sliced bologna.
Yeah, I had
bologna.
Yeah, they compare... 25 grams of processed meat, that's approximately a thin slice of bacon, to 50 grams of red meat, which is a thick slice of roast beef. Those are about the same.
Try turkey bacon.
Is just nasty.
Oh, yeah.
I know. How about sizzling?
Unnecessary.
Should not exist.
Those kill you on the spot.
Yeah. The sizzling doesn't even exist anymore, sizzling?
I don't know.
What is sizzling?
I don't know, but it was processed.
Yes, it was definitely processed, but it wasn't real bacon either.
It was highly processed and probably worse for you than real bacon.
Yeah.
Another factor increasing the risk of the colorectal cancer.
Yeah.
Your rectum.
Alcohol.
Oh, yeah. There you go, Craig. So I'm not doubling down. This is also bad news for Joe. He likes sausage and alcohol. In the morning.
The World Health Organization concluded in 2015 that there is enough evidence to classify processed meat as carcinogenic to humans. They have classified red meat as probably carcinogenic to humans.
Yeah, I grew up in that crap as a kid.
What, sizzling?
No, just processed meat. You know, the ham or the sliced bologna.
Oh, yeah, bologna.
Hot dogs.
Yeah.
All the Oscar
hot
Mayer
dogs,
crap
yeah.
that you put in your sandwich for school.
Canned meats, perhaps?
No, we weren't a big Spam family.
No, we weren't either.
But
we had
yeah,
it, though.
You don't look Hawaiian.
Yeah.
That's a good indication of, good example of processed meat, the Spam.
I've never had Spam.
It's not that good.
It's not that bad either.
It's not, no, it's fine.
Well, like I say, I know Hawaii's got a thing for it.
I mean, there's,
it. Yeah, they say it's real big there.
The occasional just gelatinous qualities of
yeah,
it.
Yeah, just avoid it. I don't think anything, I think canned meat shouldn't be, it shouldn't be terms are together. You won't hate it, but you won't want to go eat it because you know it's not good for
you.
Yeah,
you won't want it again.
Yeah.
But you won't necessarily hate it.
No.
I don't see myself trying it anytime soon, unless I do find myself in Hawaii, maybe.
Yeah. Well, they sell it over here. They make
I do,
it down the,
yeah, they but make they it also the, sell other
they
stuff.
They make it down the street here?
Unless they make a Spam.
Isn't that just pig ass all mashed together?
Spam? No idea.
No, I don't think they make it here anymore.
Well, they don't?
No.
Okay.
I think that's mostly made in Austin, Minnesota.
Got it.
And Puss would try it if they made a Spam pale ale.
No.
He'd be all over that.
Ooh, even that might be past my line.
It'd have to be an IPA, wouldn't
a
it?
A Spam IPA.
Yeesh.
With a little peanut butter and chocolate thrown in on a Spam.
All
with
right.
chunks
yeah.
of real Spam.
Yeah. I'm getting hungry now.
I'm
getting hungry. And Hog Wild Barbie's coming
in. We just gave
in.
Some microbrewer an idea.
Yeah.
Somebody's going to make some Spam beer.
Try the Spam ass IPA.
In the next couple days.
What's it taste like? What's it called? Drink it. All the
ass of Spam.
All the hipsters are drinking it.
I just remember that jelly stuff that was
that
in
was the it.
Can.
Yeah, oh. It was gelatinous. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's cheap, right? It's a lot of poor people eat that crap, right? We had a bunch of kids.
It's like the amniotic fluid
of the
that surrounds the Spam.
It's pig placenta. You're right. It's pig placenta around the Spam.
Oh, how do you not throw up on that?
Well, that's why you try some. Yeah.
Well, didn't they say the like Hawaii?
That's when you know it's time to eat the Spam.
Well, you can fry it up. I remember we used to just eat it like raw. You just
when,
open
when the water breaks. Yeah. You just leave the can of Spam.
The Spam falls to the floor
until the water breaks, and then it's time to eat it.
As Live sang that years
the
ago,
Spam is giving birth,
and the lie, and the Spam falls to the floor,
and the sound when you shake the can upside down.
Spam. We just sold a bunch today.
Yeah, I've never
yeah,
had
that's what that was. That was selling Spam right there.
They should hire us for a live endorsement. You guys want to push Spam? Sure, we'll do it. They hear that last bit?
Spam. No. They like it in Hawaii, we hear.
Perfect for your doomsday bunker.
Try the IPA.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.